Lexus.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell. Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony, just say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, special request today for all the Robert Scott Bell Show listeners. We need remedies. We need prayers. We need pillows for Super Don. Super Don needs our help. No, we did. What are you laughing? You need our help, Super Don. You have said that during the next 2 hours, right here, live on the Robert Scott Bell Show, you are actually going to attempt something Evel Knievel probably couldn't do, and that is you're going to try and sign up for Obamacare while we're on the air.
I am. Everybody's saying that they can't do it. We've seen these things on TV. We've heard them on the radio. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to throw my hat in the ring. Let's see if I can actually succeed in signing up for Obamacare before the end of the show.
No, don't put your hat in the ring. If you do, put your helmet on. I want you wearing
my helmet.
Full-on body armor to make this happen. We're going to see if you can be the first producer on live radio to sign up and actually succeed. I'm not holding my breath. In fact, you know, we're going to go right now. We've got special breaking news. Mike Adams, the health ranger from Natural News, naturalnewsradio.com, where most of you are listening right now, as well as with GCN. Mike is joining us with breaking news on the story that we've been covering since the last good news happened a few weeks ago. We'll get to that in a moment. But, Mike, do you have any special advice for Super Don as he tries to sign up for Obamacare?
Bring your rabbit's foot, your lucky charm, wood. Pray to the IT gremlin gods. I don't know. Nobody can seem to make it work. So if he does, Obama should hire him.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if I want to go that far. But as people can see, I'm also recording. I think this is the first time we've done this, Robert. But I'm actually recording kind of the backstage thing going on here. Super Don's hidden lair. I have just now signed into healthcare.gov, so we're going to start the clock now.
Okay.
And I am now attempting to sign up for Obamacare.
All right. Super Don, we'll check in with you from time to time during the next couple of hours, but we've got major breaking news. That's why Mike Adams, the health ranger, is here. We covered this story just a bit yesterday, but there's more news that has occurred since that time, and the article is linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com as well. You'll see to Natural News. Mike, what's going on with that little Amish child and the forcing of chemo on this child, and the family doesn't want it? They had good news from the courts. Now an appeals court overturned it. What the heck is happening?
Yeah, this children's hospital called the Akron Children's Hospital in Ohio has gone to great lengths to force this 10-year-old Amish child to be poisoned with chemotherapy. And the parents, she actually underwent a round of chemotherapy and got very, very sick, and it didn't cure the cancer, because chemotherapy doesn't cure cancer, and the girl did not want to suffer anymore. She and the parents decided to seek alternative treatments instead of chemotherapy. The hospital sued and forced the parents into court, and originally the judge ruled that the parents' rights overruled the desires of the hospital to make money selling a high-profit chemotherapy by pumping it into the veins of a 10-year-old girl. But now, well, yesterday, the higher court overturned that on appeal, and they have now said that the parents must surrender their daughter to this chemotherapy injection or IV treatment and that the parents have no rights whatsoever. So the idea is the state owns your child. The oncology system is now predatory. I'm calling it predatory medicine. And I called the Akron Children's Hospital today to try to get the names of the doctors who are spearheading this effort. And I was stonewalled. I spoke to a PR spokesperson there called Lori Schuler. And after asking her for the names of the doctors, she refused and said they're not releasing that. And I said, well, can I ask you questions? Are you responding to any questions? And she said, no, we're not responding to any questions. We just have a statement. And I said, I'll email you the statement. And I gave her my opinion, which is that, you know, your institution is involved in tremendous evil and destruction of society. And I would hope that you, as a PR person, would rethink what you do for a living. And I said this calmly. I wasn't screaming. I wasn't arguing. And she burst into profanity and hung up on me, and I have it all recorded. So there you go. When you tell these PR people who work for this predatory children's hospital the truth about what they're doing, they go crazy and burst into profanity. So that's kind of what I expected, actually. They're irrational, unscientific, and predatory operations targeting children. It's really quite sick.
Well, and Mike, if their PR efforts are, well, the PR claims that the efforts of this hospital are heroic in nature, you'd think that they would be desirous of any publicity to say, hey, look at these heroic doctors that are willing to do this to save the life of this child, despite what these Amish parents don't want to have happen. But yet the opposite is absolutely, they wouldn't reveal them, wouldn't release them. That seems like they're not so heroic, and they're looking to hide the identities of those who would subject this child to this treatment.
No, let's get down to the basics here. See, this hospital claims that they're doing the moral, ethical thing. They're saving the life of this child. That's what they think, or at least what they're claiming. But hold on a second. If chemotherapy worked, you wouldn't have to line people up essentially at gunpoint to force them to take it, right? If this was a system of medicine that worked, parents would be lining up to receive the treatment. Why are parents saying we don't want our child to be poisoned with chemotherapy? The answer is because chemotherapy is derived from Nazi-era chemical weapons. It's actually developed from that. For example, thalidomide was developed by a Nazi scientist, and it became chemotherapy. It's used right now as chemotherapy. It's not just the drug that caused the birth defects a couple of decades ago. But chemotherapy causes permanent damage to the heart, the brain, the liver, and other organs, kidneys. It is a deadly chemical agent. It is a chemical warfare agent. And for the state to say that you have to subject your child to this can be a lethal injection. This is like the state of Ohio ordering parents to turn their child over to a chemical firing squad, a chemotherapy lethal injection gas chamber type of system, which harkens back to the Nazi era and what they did to people in concentration camps and human medical experiments on children and Jews. This is what we're dealing with, and this is America now. This adds to the insanity of the medical system that is broken. It is failed. It doesn't have answers for cancer, and they won't let you seek any other answer.
Well, this is where we come to this conclusion that if your children are in the system, they want them. They want them. They want them for these treatments. Now, they will do it even if it violates the parental right and authority to say, no, these are not appropriate for our children, for my child. And it begs, you know, that larger question of how we've institutionalized the third, second, or first leading cause of death to such a degree. And now that next phase of what, you know, I'm reluctantly allowing Super Don to do on the air, you know, to sign up for the very system that would do this on the state level right now, even before it is implemented. So this is an important point here, Mike, and I know you agree with me. It wasn't that we were all thrilled about the system prior to this implementation of Obamacare. It was broken then. It's just even more broken now.
Well, yeah, Obamacare forces you into a failed system of medicine, forces you to participate financially, and fines you and punishes you if you choose not to participate. And keep in mind, there are over 100 systems of medicine around the world. There's, you know, Chinese medicine, Tibetan medicine, chiropractic medicine, Western herbalism, Australian Aborigine medicine. There's all kinds of systems of medicine. The most toxic system is this Western pharmacological system. It kills more people than any other system in the world. Most systems are based on plants. our system is based on patents and synthetic high-profit chemicals, and yet the doctors in this children's hospital, the Akron Children's Hospital in Ohio, they insist that only they know the answers. They're the gods of medicine. Everybody else is wrong. Every other system of medicine is useless, they say. They are so right and so arrogant and so forceful in their opinion that they're correct, that they're going to actually force parents at gunpoint, essentially, to turn their children over to these toxic chemical injections. That is a crime against families. It is a crime against children. It is a violation of the Hippocratic Oath of first do no harm. This is medicine at its worst, and Obamacare is going to make it far worse than it is right now.
Yeah, in fact, you know, we've covered stories like this over the years, and our friend John Rappaport has written about extensively about the annual rate of death due to modern medicine and all of its trappings, FDA approved as it is. And one of the more stunning articles he just came out with basically stated that every 10 years, more people die in America of FDA approved medicines and systems of healing, but it's not healing, but treatment, than all the wars the United States have been in combined since the war for independence.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, the thing is, these hospitals that, so quote, treat children, if you go to their websites, they just show all these pictures of happy children. They don't show the pictures of all the body bags of the dead children that died from their treatment. And even their death certificates don't say they died from chemotherapy. They say they died from cancer. So you see how this system works? It's so dishonest. Any child who lives is called successfully treated. Any child who died, they say, oh, they were killed by cancer. So the hospital never takes any blame. Chemotherapy never takes any blame. The entire system of conventional cancer treatment is blameless.
Yeah.
According to them, they're never at fault. Their chemicals never kill anybody. It's just like the vaccine industry, which says our vaccines never hurt a child. It's impossible to harm a child, and that's why we have immunity. This is nonsense. This is anti-scientific. This is anti-human. This is anti-family. This has got to stop.
Yeah, and it's a system of irresponsibility, and all we would ask is that you, the listener, grow up, and maybe you are or have, because you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you read Natural News, and you tell your friends and family members about this message that is, of course, counter-programming to the indoctrination coming from the pharmaceutically conflicted old media. We're going to talk with Mike Adams some more after this break on this subject, maybe even kind of drop some hints of some things that you can do and some ways you can learn about things to deal, even with cancer. If you'd like to be a part of the show, it's 866-939-2355, 866-939-2355, welcoming all of our listeners around the world through naturalnewsradio.com and robertscadbell.com. Stick with us. We got a lot of healing to do on all levels, and that's what we do right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with the Health Ranger, Mike Adams, back after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never never see. As good as gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Obamacare, but you might be fined for that too. We'll get to that. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, is with us for one more segment here as we cover breaking news about what is in store for you should Obamacare becomes the... They claim it's the law of the land. I would dispute that. There's a lot of reasons why. Also, we're going to check in with Super Don real quick. Super Don, you are applying for Obamacare online. And I understand you already have some results here. Are you successfully signed up? What's up?
No, I went to healthcare.gov, which is where you're supposed to go, and then it asked me what state I'm in, and so I put in the state of Oregon, which is where I reside, and it took me to Cover Oregon, which is, I guess, the website for Oregon people, and it tells me right there on the front page that I can't apply for it online. I have to call somebody.
You're ineligible to sign up for online. Can you call them during the show? I want you to continue this. Don't give up.
Yeah, in fact, I'm getting ready to call them right now, so I'm going to get them on the phone, and hopefully we'll be able to get signed up here pretty quick.
All right. Well, we'll keep checking in with Super Don on that. And, Mike, maybe this is good news, the fact that nobody can sign up. If it's an inevitable delay, ultimately we know that the weight of this allopathic system is going to collapse on its own, but we don't want to see it taking everybody with them.
Oh, Obamacare is definitely in a state of collapse. Can you still hear me?
Yes, you're here.
Oh, okay, sorry. I dropped off there. I thought maybe Obama had taken over your radio show and made it fail, just like Obamacare. But, no, I mean, look, I own the software company. I manage the R&D project. It's not a justifiable excuse to say, oh, our project works as long as nobody uses it. You know, that's their position, is that the technology is great as long as no one's actually on the website signing up, and then it breaks down. That's their excuse. It's ridiculous. You run an IT system, it has to work based on the expected load. You know, it's got to work, well, we got over 300 million people in this country. You would expect millions of people to be on the website. You can't say that's why it failed. So this is all going to crumble. This is imploding. By January, even... A lot of people who think they signed up are going to find out they're not actually enrolled, because there's a 99% failure rate after you think you signed up. And we covered that story, I think, yesterday. So this is going to implode. It's just a matter of when and how. I mean, Obamacare is going down, and there's no way to save it. It's gone.
I've talked to some folks, Mike, who have tried to sign up, and they're asked, those that have gotten further than Superdon in the process, they've actually been asked for their bank accounts. I mean, literally, they want information you would never give to a private company to basically sign up for a service that you're not even sure what the service is yet.
Well, it's pretty scary when you combine this with the fact that the government, as we talked about in the opening segment, the government thinks that it owns your children and can coerce you into injecting your children with deadly chemotherapy poisons derived from chemical weapons materials. And that's what's happening today. So if Obamacare gets all this power and gets your bank account and gets all this information about you, your medical history, your social security number, all these things, the government can decide one day that, hey, we all need to have so-called preventive chemotherapy injections.
Yes.
And they'll deduct the money from your bank account to go get the injections. That way you're paying for them. And everybody will have to line up and be injected with a chemical that causes chemo brain, which is the permanent damaging of your brain. But that's the only way the Democrats can stay in office, is if the country remains brain damaged. So chemotherapy, man, that's the best insurance policy for Democrats, let me tell you.
Oh, man. Now, prophylactic chemotherapy injections for all who are covered under Obamacare, this is something that I would say now rises to the level of a moral imperative. You want to talk ethics or spirituality, to do a Rosa Parks. Except, as I said with Rosa, she says, I'm not going to the back of the bus. I'm going to tell you, don't even get on the bus. Don't even get on the bus. I know we've asked Superdon to do something really awful by trying to sign up, but we really want to know. If he was successful, if he is successful in the next couple hours, we'll let you know. But the reality is, now we have a moral imperative to say, you should not sign up. And I don't know, is this causing some sort of chaos in saying it this way?
Well, I would say in the bigger picture, our country is now in a state of revolt. You know, if you go to the website and ask you what state you're in, you should choose revolt. Because that's what people are thinking everywhere. You know, the truckers are about to have a big showdown. The Anonymous group is about to have a big march on Washington. You know, people are being arrested for jogging through national parks now. Or not arrested, but fined.
Yes.
You know, this guy's fined $100 for jogging through the Mount Vernon National Monument. Just, he's a marathon runner. He's out for a jog. They fine him $100. Why? Because he's, quote, recreating in a shutdown park. This is ridiculous. This is a government that has become the enemy of the people. This government is punitive. These shutdowns are contrived. This is trying to declare war on the people of America so the government can have total power, get its way 100%, have unlimited spending to destroy our economic future, destroy our health, destroy our freedom, destroy the Constitution. This is it, and people are tired of it.
Yeah, and they're trying to destroy the kids with chemotherapy, as the story is. Check it out online at naturalnews.com, naturalnewsradio.com, where you're listening. Thanks to Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Hundreds of hours of the Robert Scott Bell Show available for free for you. Mike, thanks for being here. We'll keep checking in.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com, or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes, for today's modern smoker.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi Kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah.
Now, some of y'all might be thinking, RSB, did you say don't sign up for Obamacare? I'm not someone that tells you what to do. You know that. But I'm thinking about that. You know, say civil disobedience. And I'm going to go, it is idiotic obedience to sign up for it, knowing what that system is. That's why we had Mike Adams on to talk about the breaking news in Ohio with that 10-year-old Amish girl. And I have it on good authority from folks out there, parents out there. 10-year-olds listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. They do, and they know better than to subject themselves, much less. But that's super done. Hey, welcome back, my friend. I know you're doing triple duty today, making it sound good. At the same time, you're trying to sign up for Obamacare. And do we have an update? Are you signed up? Are you in? Are you in the club?
I called the toll-free number that they tell you to call, and I got a person who directed me to the website that I was already on where I got the phone number. So that wasn't really a whole lot of help, but he started trying to walk me through it, and in kind of a funny turn of events, I ended up walking him through the website, which was kind of funny. Because
Wait a second. The Obamacare expert that you called said to you, Super Don, that you taught me something about, you mean you knew more than he did.
No, he was like, well, you know, you can go to this site. And I said, okay, well, I'm on this site where I can enter my zip code, and it gives me a list of agents that I can call. So am I supposed to just get a hold of one of these agents? And he goes, you know more computer than I do. And I was like, okay, well, I'm happy to help. Wait a minute.
What are they hiring?
You're supposed
TSA
to help me.
The TSA is now working for Obama.
I'm not calling those guys. So now here's where I'm at.
Okay.
I first tried to enroll online. The website, according to the guy that I spoke to, is up for maintenance or down for maintenance or up and down for maintenance or something until next week. So I need to get a hold of a local insurance agent who's supposed to walk me through this now.
Now, is this like your Allstate agent? Or, I mean, you're in good hands? What kind of agent are they talking
about? I'm looking at the list here, and there's these local insurance agencies. I mean, these aren't even big name ones yet. I mean, there's one here called, we've got Able Insurance, Nasberg and Company Insurance. I thought this said Vague Company, but it's V-I-G-U-E. Vague would be more appropriate, I think.
Yeah, but you know, maybe that would be the good sign to give them a call. Why not? And find out if they can help you to sign up, or if they're going to say, why did they tell you to call us? We don't know. I don't know what's going to happen here. This is an experiment live on the radio with Super Don and Robert Chad Bell trying to sign up for Obamacare, which I don't.
All right,
you know,
listen. I know nothing about any of these. Which ones are different from each other? Stuff like that. So we're just gonna let's flip a coin. Should I call a male insurance agent or a female insurance agent?
Well, I mean, how are you feeling as far as dancing with the energies? Do you want to, you know, take on? You just talked to a man previously, and he said that.
I did. I'm just gonna flip a coin here. All right.
Okay.
Heads, man. Tails, woman.
Okay, that's very funny. Did you mean to do that?
I didn't mean to do that. All right, it came up tails. So I will be calling a female insurance agent who, on the careoregon.com website, is supposedly supposed to be able to help me sign up for Obamacare. And I will get back to you and let you know what happened.
Okay, Super Don's going to go off and try and figure this thing out. The next phase of this, we're here doing public service for you. At the same time, we warn you about what you might be involved in if you actually succeed at this. So I will encourage, if he is successful, for him to delist himself, if that's possible. We'll see what happens next. So stand by for that. Now, here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, of course, you know, every Wednesday we go outside the box with Ty Bollinger. We talk about cancer. My goodness, a guy who has studied this just about as much or more than anybody and brought a lot of that stuff out. And cancer, step outside the box, Ty Bollinger. And in his book, he talks about this guy, Dr. Ulrich Abel, a German epidemiologist from the Heidelberg-Mannheim Tumor Clinic, doing a comprehensive analysis of all the studies, so they call a meta-analysis, and clinical trials of chemo. And he reached out to 350 medical centers worldwide, requesting them to give me some published studies on the subject of cancer. You got any? And by the end of this thing, Ty says the guy probably knew more about chemo than any person in the world. And he published it in the August 1991 issue of The Lancet. Dr. Abel stated, success of most chemotherapies is appalling. There is no scientific evidence for its ability to extend in any appreciable way the lives of patients suffering from the most common organic cancer. Chemotherapy for malignancies too advanced for surgery, which accounts for 80% of all cancers, is a scientific wasteland. Then he goes on to say, the cancer emperor has no clothes. Of course it does. It's a medical mafia, and they attacked Dr. Abel's character because they couldn't attack his science. Like they attack Wakefield for bringing up the connection between the damage to the gut of children after getting the MMR shot. That's their SOP. And, of course, the mainstream media, conflicted with pharmaceutical interests that are not your own, never even mentioned this comprehensive study. So thank you, Ty. And we'll have, of course, Ty can't wait for him to come back. It's Outside the Box Wednesday tomorrow. We get together and have a great time. Now, some GMOs in the news. By the way, your government trying to resist your desire to have GMOs labeled or even outright banned. Kidney disease of unknown causes in agricultural communities in Central America is declared a serious public health problem. Now, this is on Medical News Today. We find a lot of good stories on Medical News Today. Not so many moments of dull like we do on healthfinder.gov. But this story is bringing up these chronic kidney diseases of unknown etiology or causes. These are called idiopathic kidney diseases, but they have some suspicion what is going on here after this resolution was written up. They are suspicious of agricultural chemicals being used in these areas of Central America. That's where they're seeing the highest incidence of these chronic kidney diseases from non-traditional causes. Central American countries like Dominican Republic, San Salvador, they had a declaration over this. So this is a very serious and real issue. These agricultural pesticides, and maybe related to the GMOs that, of course, we know are corrupting not only our genetic integrity, but our digestive integrity, our epithelial integrity, particularly if you're growing corn or maize, depending on how you call corn. These are very real issues. So this is a big, big news story, yet countering this, weirdly enough, maybe not so weird, on Medical News Today, there's another report. And these are all linked up, by the way. You can read them yourself. You know, I'm not making this stuff up. This is on Medical News Today. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Genetically modified sweet corn, better for the environment and safer for farm workers. Despite the fact that they're trying to impose the mandate to use these genetically modified seeds and grains, they're now claiming that they're better for the workers because BT corn, remember the BT toxin we've talked about being engineered into the corn itself and then engineered into the microflora of children and adults who eat it, becoming human pesticide factories? They're claiming that because they're actually getting to use less of these pesticides, that this is going to be good for you. I will quote here. Our data suggests that using BT sweet corn will dramatically reduce the use of traditional insecticides. Based on the performance of BT field corn, growers should realize increased profits and there will be less risk to non-target organisms, including natural enemies that help suppress pest densities. Has that worked out that way, in fact? How many hundreds of thousands of farmers in India have killed themselves over these genetically modified seeds that do not go the way the Monsantos of the world claim they do? And how many times have we presented to you evidence, and many others, like Jeffrey Smith especially, have revealed the fact that it has not reduced the use of agricultural insecticides, but it has actually increased the necessity to use them. So this is what they call a bald-faced, genetically modified lie. And yet, the mainstream of American media television looks at you, looks at me, looks at all of us, looks at Mike Adams as if we're the unscientific ones because we're observing so many of these ailments and inflammations and allergies and even cancers popping up in people that are subsisting on these genetically modified organisms. Now, there are movements afoot, of course, to label GMOs. I would take it a step further and say ban them because there's no evidence of their safety, no reasonable expectation that you can release chemical toxins engineered into plants, and that they would not have unintended consequences. There's a lot of things going on out there with the GMO, anti-GMO marches are coming up, which is very good. I'm very pleased to hear about that. But if we expect that the federal government is going to do right by the people, at this point in time, we're wasting our efforts. And I know this is upsetting to some of you to hear that, but I want efficiency in action. I want your kung fu to be better than their kung fu. And one of the ways I've encouraged you to do this over the years is to recognize your power of withdrawing the consent. Because the Monsantos of the world could never succeed, or they wouldn't succeed as well as they have, in controlling agriculture in America if they had to go not only to 50 state agencies, but thousands of local counties to provide for their way of paving over the organic family farmers of yesteryear. They needed the ability to go to something like a federal Department of Agriculture and then state departments that could be easy to be bought, reasonable to be bought for companies that become so profitable in the multi-billions because of their monopoly status that was granted to them by what? Government. It should never have had that power, and our founding fathers, framers of the Constitution, recognized that that was a danger. And so there are those of you out there and those in the media that, you know, they're nice people. They're folks that really see the problem and they say, I want to solve it. But their idea is to pass legislation to ban you from bribing or buying government. My suggestion is to remove the power from the government that would make them an enticing buy to begin with. If the government doesn't have the power to grant monopolies, there is nothing to buy. And then the people in their local areas and on the state level have the ability to gain the upper hand against these multinational corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state except to their bottom line and their genocidal impact. Whether it's their intent or not, it is the impact of the proliferation of these genetically modified organisms. Now, we've got to undo the damage. Clearly, we've got a lot of work to do to undo the damage. We've talked about it on the Healing Revolution with Dr. Frank King, how we utilize some of these GMO ingredients in a homeopathic form to help detoxify the body, some of these grains and glutens and different things that are really horrific. But that's only one part of it. We've got a lot of other toxic pollutants, heavy metals, so it is up to each of us to recognize that Obamacare has nothing in it that would promote that level of detoxification for any of this, and that you're going to have to take it back. Hey, Super Don, do you have an update for us when we come back from the break? You call that local provider?
I'll tease it this way. Okay. Strike one.
Strike one for Super Don. He's trying to sign up for Obamacare. Have you tried? Give us a call. 866-939-2355. We'd love to hear from you. Have you been successful? Not. The phone lines are open. Give us a call now. We won't bite. We'll help you along the way to a healthier and happier life right here, right now.
That masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane. It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hey, Robert Scott Bell Show listeners, you've heard Mr. Oxygen a number of times now. This is the real deal. Mr. Oxygen is a legend in the natural products healing arena. I utilize the Mr. Oxygen products daily, starting with the OxyLift every day, 7 drops 3 times a day in my water, as well as the Super Oxy Flush and the Oxy Earth, complete minerals with MSM and natural vitamin C. When I look up in the sky and I see them streaking stuff across there, you know what I'm talking about. It's an oxy sulfur day for me because I need to counteract everything I can to stay clear and focused, not only to be here with you every day on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but also to take care of my family as well. So take care of yourself and your family the way RSB does. Go to OxyRSB.com and get everything you need 20% off right now just for you. OxyRSB.com. You can also call 305-933-4219, 305-933-4219. Remember, 20% off plus 4 DVDs, $50 value, absolutely free with any purchase. That's OxyRSB.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Enrich and enlighten your life with the Awake and Empowered Expo. October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Experts from around the world present the latest advancements in holistic health, wellness science, and free energy technology. It's a weekend of insightful lectures, workshops, and discussions, all designed to help you reach your highest potential self. Find the path that will cleanse your body and mind and open doors to a new level of consciousness. Discover the benefits of raw food and juicing. Participate in the meditative practice of Tai Chi. Strengthen the body through yoga and view life-changing documentaries. An amazing array of exhibitors will offer the newest products and services that support a healthy and holistic lifestyle. Visit AwakenEmpoweredExpo.com for tickets. The Awaken Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Raising global consciousness as we come together to empower ourselves and each other to live to our fullest potential.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you've been successful at signing up for Obamacare, give us a call, 866-939-2355, live Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 in the afternoon Eastern Time, for NationalNewsRadio.com and GCN, and of course Sundays 1 to 3 in the afternoon Eastern. And Super Don, here's the question for you, because now you've gone local, because you've gone through the website, which didn't work. You followed the instructions to call, you know, a toll-free number to get help, and you actually knew more than the toll-free guy answering to send you to another place. Now they say you need to call a local agent. So we task you with that. Now, I'm sure at this point you talked to a local agent, so you are now officially in Obamacare, right?
Not exactly. I got a number of one of the local agents that's on the list that's provided to you on the website. I dialed up the agent. We determined I was going to call a female agent, just to be fair. It was a male that we talked to from the toll-free number, so I called a female local insurance agent, and this is what happened.
Hi, you've reached Jamie Goodrich. Feel free to leave me a message. Thank you.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time.
No! You can't even leave a message. Please call me back. I'm trying to sign up for Obamacare.
And yeah, it would not let me leave a voicemail, so I kind of struck out on my first try here.
Well, listen, I don't want this to be the case where the RSB show didn't go all the way here in trying to get you signed up, because we want to be a good example for government intervention in the healthcare marketplace, which no longer exists. Super Don, are you willing to try another local agent or two? You know, before
I am going to attempt another one, and we'll see. You know, I want to try and get signed up on Obamacare before the end of the show.
Okay, we're going to keep trying on this, so stay tuned. And if you have a similar story or a successful story, we want to hear from you. Give me a call right now. Sign up on the phone. Line up on the phones. You'll actually get through to us, right?
Yeah.
I think. 866-939-2355. Now, in the meantime, while Super Don's trying to sign up for Obamacare, I got to tell you about Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks, great actor. And this is not about his politics. I don't give a flip. This is about... Is he trying to sign up for Obamacare? He could probably provide Obamacare for a whole state of people. But he was joking just the other night about now he has developed diabetes, in fact. But let's hear from the Letterman show about this, because it turned into a bigger story. Go ahead, clip one.
You know him, you love him. You can't live without him. Tom Hanks.
When Tom Hanks joined David Letterman on stage, he began the conversation with an unexpected announcement.
I went to the doctor, and he said, you know those high blood sugar numbers you've been dealing with since you were 36? Well, you graduated. You've got type 2 diabetes, young man.
So, he's now been officially diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. Now, will the doctors, because this guy can afford the best of the best. If you believe in, it's expensive, so it must be the best. He can do it. What do you think the doctors will say is the reason for him to get diabetes, much less how will he cure it? And they went through a little bit about this, and let's hear what he has to say in clip two.
The 57-year-old actor is known for taking on roles that require him to gain and lose weight. He packed on 30 pounds to play baseball coach Jimmy Dugan in 1992's A League of Their Own.
There's no crying in baseball!
Well, that's one of the best lines in movies ever. And we don't wish any illness on Tom Hanks, or anybody for that matter, in that way, but obviously, this was a news report about the Letterman appearance, and so they're indicating that maybe it was his yo-yo dieting. Now, how many roles did he have to do that? I mean, I think you can probably count them on one hand or less, that he had to majorly gain weight or majorly lose weight. And if I'm right, I'm hearing this, they're claiming it's the weight issue. And in this third clip, I think that will cinch the deal as to how Tom Hanks can get all better. Go ahead.
For his part, Hanks told Letterman that losing weight was not an option.
My doctor said, look, if you can weigh as much as you weighed in high school, you will essentially be completely healthy, will not have type 2 diabetes.
Right.
And then I said to her, well, I'm going to have type 2 diabetes because there is no way I can weigh as much as I did in high school.
What did you weigh in high school?
I weighed 96 pounds in high school.
So, basically, the doctors are telling him, you got to go back to your castaway island to get rid of your diabetes. And that's not a bad idea in a sense, because it means going raw, eating lower on the food chain in many cases, and, of course, being fit and exercising and being exposed to sunlight. But I will tell you right now, type 2 diabetes is basically, and it's not the only thing, but the primary thing, a deficiency in the glucose tolerance factor form of chromium, a trace mineral, in its food-grown state, which you can get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. He's at 866-424-1077. 100 micrograms three times a day, and you will be reversing it. Whether you lose or gain the weight that Tom Hanks claims he needs to lose, you will do it. Tom Hanks can do it, too. Give him a call. Give Jonathan a call. Get some chromium. 100 micrograms three times a day. We got lots more healing to go. Government shutdown news. We're going to talk to the Healthy Living Magazine folks as well next hour. And your calls, if you'd like. Can Super Don sign up for Obamacare? The power to heal is his and yours, too.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Cordella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean superfood, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.